The Russian government today is expected to give its version of what happened during a recent uprising by Islamist militants in the southern city of Nalchik. President Vladimir Putin says he's fighting terrorism in the country's North Caucasus region, but Muslim residents say it's the Kremlin that's responsible for an alarming spread of violence. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to Nalchik and filed this report.
Like many other towns in the temperate North Caucasus, Nalchik boasts a complex of sprawling spas where Russian holidaymakers used to soak up a lively, welcoming atmosphere. But now the tourists are gone, and every day a group of people, almost all women in headscarves, meet by a main avenue in the center of town. On a raw, gray day, they stand near a row of grim-looking concrete apartment blocks. Many have lost a relative, a husband, a son, mostly young men, at the hands of local law enforcement. Most died on October 13th, when about 150 militants attacked police stations and other official buildings. Police put down the revolt quickly and ruthlessly. It sent shockwaves throughout the region, called Kabardino-Balkaria. Parents found their children's naked, maggot-ridden bodies piled together on the floor of a refrigerated train wagon a week later. Saeed Tishkov saw his 25-year-old son there.
It was very difficult to identify him because the corpses were just lying there, rotting. I could barely recognize him.
The protesters have one main demand, that the bodies of their relatives be returned for proper burial. They believe authorities' refusal to do that is part of the government's policy of repression. Lawyer Larisa Darogova represents victims' families. She says the uprising followed a mounting harassment campaign against Muslims. She denies government claims the militants were extremists led by foreign terrorists. She says they came from local, middle-class families.
MVD.
The Interior Ministry and law enforcement bodies have essentially declared war on Islam. Young Muslims have become convinced they can no longer do anything to protest their actions within the law.
Darogova says over the past 2 years, masked police armed with automatic weapons have raided mosques, beaten worshippers, and dragged them to police stations. She says they would torture their victims, shaving beards and sometimes carving crosses into the back of their heads. Nalchik residents speak of electrocution, strangulation, and murder. Darogova says actions like that drove some of the city's young men toward a suicide mission intended to draw attention to their dire situation. Kremlin officials deny their actions are causing growing extremism. Dmitry Kozak, President Putin's representative in the North Caucasus, says frustration with widespread corruption, not police brutality, is to blame for the violence in Kabardino-Balkaria.
I think we're very seriously painting too negative a picture about people in Kabardino-Balkaria and other regions having some basis for that kind of terrorist uprising. There's no justification for that.
Only one mosque remains open in Nalchik. Police have closed all the others. On the streets, almost everyone agrees life in the city has radically changed. Police often stop young men for documents. Some are under surveillance. Others have gone into hiding. The government says it will report the whole truth about what happened on October 13th. But many in Nalchik expect that what the authorities have to say today will only add fuel to the fire already burning in the Caucasus. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News.